You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Elsewhere in Europe, the Kilkenomics Festival is in swing in Ireland. It's where economics and comedy meet. It's been described as the Davos World Economic Forum, but with jokes. This year, the stars of the festival are the bad boy former finance minister of Greece and Ireland's gradually improving economy. The BBC's Manuela Saragossa reports from Kilkenny, Ireland.
Yanis Varoufakis, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, everyone.
Critics accused him of exacerbating Greece's economic turmoil. The European Union's establishment loathed him, but pundits here at the Kilkenomics Festival certainly don't. Ever since stepping down as Greece's finance minister earlier this year, Yanis Varoufakis has joined the ranks of the world's celebrity economists. In office, he was famous for rejecting the demands of Greece's creditors, the so-called Troika of the European Union, European Central Bank and IMF. And on that front, Yanis Varoufakis has no regrets.
The reason why I resigned was because I was refusing. You know, finance ministers are the ones that sign the loan agreements. It's not the prime minister, it's not the president of the republic, it is not the culture minister, it's the hapless finance minister. And I was a very curious and weird finance minister in the sense that I was refusing to sign another loan until and unless I had some evidence that there was a significant probability that we'd be able to repay it.
So what message did Yanis Varoufakis have for his Irish audience? Well, he worries about the future of the Eurozone, and he said he would understand if Britons voted to leave the EU in their referendum next year.
If I were a Brit, I must confess that in the polling station next year, whenever the referendum takes place, my arm would be going towards the no vote, get out. But I hope that my head would restrain my arm and move to the yes, even though I am the last person to defend Brussels and the European Union. A fragmentation of the European Union is going to unleash centrifugal forces that we cannot control.
Both Greece and Ireland were bailed out by the EU at about the same time. So why is it that the Irish economy is now recovering while the Greek economy is still shrinking? I asked the Irish economist David McWilliams, who set up the Kilkenomics Festival 6 years ago.
The one thing to understand is that despite pretending that we're Europeans, we're not really. It's very something to understand. The Irish economy is part of the Anglo-American economy. I mean, it's kind of Connecticut with bad weather here, if you really think about it, because most of our investment is American. Our biggest trading partner is still Britain in terms of imports. Our biggest trading partners are America and Britain. Our cultural links are with Canada, with Britain, with America. Basically, we're an Atlantic race, an Atlantic economy. And so what you find is that when the American economy in certain sectors are doing well, we do extremely well.
So does that explain why, for example, Greece is still struggling and why Ireland has had a recovery?
You should always regard Ireland as being like a state somewhere between Britain and the United States with a German currency grafted onto it. So if you want to get your head around that, okay? Our cultural and economic and financial connections are with the Anglo-American world.
That was the BBC's Manuela Saragossa reporting.